Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, July 5th, 2021. This morning I will talk about honoring the name. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty God, may our words and our actions reflect your glory and bring honor to your name this day and every day. In the power of your Holy Spirit, cleanse our thoughts, sanctify our hearts, and redeem our actions that we may be a blessing to those around us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Exodus 27 we read, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Years ago, when I studied in Germany, I had a friend from Belgium who was known only by his last name. When I asked around, not even the department secretary knew his first name. His first name was reserved for family and no one else. God is also sensitive about his name and how it is used. In Old Testament Hebrew, numerous names for God are given. God's covenantal name, Yahweh, which God gave to Moses from the burning bush, is sacred for Jews. When Jews encounter Yahweh in Scripture, they normally substitute Adonai, which means Lord. Most translators honor this tradition. By contrast, the generic name for God in Hebrew is Elohim, which is, for example, the word for God used in Genesis 1:1. The treatment of God's name is an extension of the holiness of God. Holy means both set apart and the idea of sacredness. The tabernacle and later the temple in Jerusalem were constructed with three levels of increasing holiness: the courtyard for Jews, the holy place for priests, and the holy of holies for the high priest, but only on the Day of Atonement. The Ark of the Covenant resides in the Holy of Holies. Although the Jewish sacrifice system ended with the destruction of the temple in AD 70, God's name is still holy. The Apostle Paul, for example, wrote, "As being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This is Philippians 2:8-11. Therefore, the commandment not to profane the name of God is to be taken seriously. The author of Proverbs writes, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Proverbs 1:7. We honor God by refraining from vulgar language and refusing to make empty promises leveraged on his name. But honoring God's name is more than merely not using bad language. Our conduct should bring honor to God. Our actions must be consistent with the faith that we profess. One of the greatest rewards in heaven is simply to bear the name. Why not start now? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.